It's in Parshas and Mor. It's speaking about the Kohanim. It lists off all the things that Kohanim are not allowed to do. So it says a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. And has things that are not allowed to be Metamei LeMeisim, things that are Miyuchad for Kohanim. Then it says a Kohen is not allowed to shave with a razor. A Kohen is not allowed to shave with a razor. The same as we're not allowed to shave with a razor. The same for anybody. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamah that if a Kohen shaves with a razor, he's over on a double Issa. Not only is he over on the regular Issa that everybody else has, it's an Issa of Kedoshim Yilalakim. It's a Miyuchad Bika Issa for Kohanim. So here also the Pasuk says with respect to the Kohanim, the Surim that apply to all of Kol Yisrael. It says, Likuchu Korcha Berosham, Kiyasukonim Loi Galecho, Vibsorim Loi Yisrutu Sarotis. All of these dinim that are written by the Kohanim in Parshas and more in chapter Chof Aleph and Vayikra appear in Chumash Dvarim with respect to all of Israel. It's shared in common by everybody. So the Gemara is going to discuss why is it written twice. So the first din in the Mishnah, HaKareach Korcha Beroshoi, the Gemara is going to explain that the prohibition only, HaKareach Korcha means that he sees to it that he, if a person, let's say, has a head full of hair, he shaves off some of the hair in the middle. So he doesn't prevent the hair from growing back again. The hair will grow back afterwards. The only time there's an Issur is if he uses some kind of a chemical that he removes the hair from that spot and it's never going to grow again. He makes a little pocket in his hair and it's noticeable that he doesn't have any hair there, it's not going to grow back. Secondly, the Issur only applies if it's alameis. If it's not alameis, then there's no prohibition whatsoever. The Gemara learns it out from the Pesukim. So the Gemara is going to comment on this on the first line in the Mishnah. HaKreach Korach HaBerosh is Dr. Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. You have a brisa that elaborates on this theme in the Mishnah. Lo Yikruchu Yochel Afilu Korach Arba V'chomish Krichas Lo Yehei Chai V'Elo Achas. Maybe if he does four or five times in different places, he takes the chemical and he rubs that over here, rubs that over there, rubs that over there. Maybe you'll think that he's only Chai once Malkus. Talmalam Korach HaLachai V'al Kol Korach HaVekorach. That's why it says by the Kohanim, Likuchu Korcha Berosham. By the Israelim, it's not so clear, not so explicit. Even though it says, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Lo Sizgodu Lo Sakil, Lo Sasimu Korcha Be'enechem Lameis, so the Gemara somehow doesn't see from that word Korcha, that Yechayev Al Kol Korcha Be'Korcha. They only see it from the, I don't know why, they only see it from
the Korcha. It
didn't have to say Korcha. I mean, the verb is already. The verb already has korcha. Uh-huh. So from the lashon that says by the kohanim, that's how they see that l'chai v'al kol korcha v'korcha. And how do you know that it applies even to the Israelim? So the Gemara says you have a gzera shava that the dinim are the same. The dinim of the kohanim are the same as by Yisrael. So it's interesting. The chumrah says by the kohanim likuchu korcha l'chai v'al kol korcha v'korcha. Then it says likuchu korcha b'roshom. B'roshom means anywhere on the head. By the Israelim, the pasuk says. One might have thought that it only applies to Makam HaTfilin. Beinenechem is right directly above the forehead. So based on the Pasuk in Dvarim Yudalit, which is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael, one might have mistakenly gotten the impression that the prohibition of Korach only applies Beinenechem. So the Pasuk by the Kohanim straightens it out. And it's not only Kohanim are forbidden to do a Korach anywhere in the head, the Pasuk applies to all of Klal Yisrael. No one's allowed to do a Korach anywhere in the head. And then you have a kula in the pasuk in Varm Yudalid. It says Lasisim Korach Ben Nechem Lameis. That the only time it's an Easter, the only time you get Malkus is if it's an aggravation that a relative died. So we believe in the fact that the soul remains on even after death. The body dies and the neshama goes to the Olam HaNeshama. So that's why the Torah says we're not supposed to scratch into our bodies, and we're not supposed to rip out our hair, we're not supposed to fall to pieces over the fact that a person died, because we believe that the neshama is still alive. So the pasuk prohibits this, like Sisim Korach Be'enechem, is only lameis. It's insert only to the meis. The pasuk by the Kohanim doesn't really say that. So the Gemara learns through the Gzer Shava that by the Kohanim also the prohibition only applies alameis. If it's not alameis, it's mutter. So it's interesting, there's a balamor in Masechet Pesachim, and the first parak points this out. That the chumres appear in the pasuk by the Kohanim, that the prohibition applies kol arosh, not just ben reinayim, and the prohibition applies even l'chayiv al kol korcha v'korcha. If you do arba v'chamish pamim, you chai four or five times malchus. So the 2 points of chumra are written by kohanim, and from kohanim we derive to Yisraelim. And the kula that only applies al ames. If it's not al ames, there's no prohibition mechlal. The kula it says by Yisraelim, but the kulas and the chumras apply to all occasions. The din is shavet by both. Balamor is in the beginning of Pesachim, because the Gemara talks there about Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei Leimotzei Nechosod Bikcho Gevulchem, and the other pasuk says Bevateichem. So Bevateichem is more svarah to say that more chomer. Mamish, the chomer's in your house, you may go and eat it by mistake. Bikcho Gevulchem is a little bit kal, should be kal. So the Gemara says that there are chumras and kulas, Balamor points out. So the chumras are written by Bevateichem, and the kulas are written by Bikcho Gevulchem, but they apply equally to both cases. That is only shalchoy atarei, aval atarei shalachem shalgavoya. So that kul is really written by b'chol gvulchem. And then there's a chumre, I think if you're mekabel achrayis, you're also over, even though it doesn't belong to you. So that chumre really says bivatechem, but derived to b'chol gvulchem through agzera shorah. So he gives us a hashvoa, this gemara. He says sometimes that's the style of the chumash. You have a din that appears in two different places, and one is more chumre than the other. So the chum should have been more chomer than the other kohanim, should have been more chomer than Israelim, but the psukim indicate that it's the same. So the chumers will be written by the chomer, and the kulis will be written by the kal, and you'll derive one from the other. So that's the drosh over here. So the gemara quote the bread. One might have thought like that. So the Brisa says that it's not so. Yeah. It's only Alameis. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what the Brisa says. Then it says, by the Quranim it says, not allowed to burn out the hair anywhere on the head. What's the significance of that word, Bereisham? Because the Pasuk in the Varm that speaks to Kol Yisrael, so let's just go to Sin Korcha Ben Yenechem. Maybe only from Mokamat Tfilin, right directly above the forehead, Minayin L'Rabbis Kol HaRosh. How do you know that the prohibition of Korach applies to the whole head of hair? Tamalonu B'Rosham, L'Rabbis Kol HaRosh. Maybe these two Chumris, that the Chayv al Kol Korach, the Korach, and the Chayv al Kol HaRosh, maybe it only applies to Kohanim, because Shereba Ben Makosas Mitzvus Yiseris, they have more mitzvahs than everybody else, generally speaking. How do you know that it even applied, the two Chumris even applied to Gans Kol Yisrael? And then this Gzereshove goes and Malahal two lines from the bottom, Malahal and Alameis, Afkan Alameis. Gzereshove tells you that the Kula that appears in Chumash Dvarim at chapter Yudalah, that's speaking to Kol Yisrael, that the prohibition of Koch only applies, Lesisim Koch Ben Nechem Lameis, only Alameis. So that Kula applies equally to Kohanim, Malahal and Alameis, Afkan Alameis. So now the Gemara, that was the Bryce. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's pshat in this havamina of the Braisa? The Braisa had a havamina that if a person removes, if he scratches out from his head, four or five coins, korches, yochal a havamina, that it's only chayv once malchus, and I need a ribuy from a posik, and the posik only says, by kohanim, and I need a zereshavah to extend it to Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, why should I have had such a havamina? Drag the Gemara on the last line on the daf. Hani David vehe kriches hechi domi. What's the case in the Braisa that there would have been a havamina to think that you only chayiv once malchus and kamashman that you chayiv many times malchus? So the Gemara says, e leima. If you're going to say that the case is v'ze achaze b'chamish asrois, that they warn him, don't scratch out your hair, and he says he's so aggravated over the death of a relative, he says he's not going to listen. He scratches out the hair. And then he's preparing himself to scratch out in another location. They want him again. Don't scratch out your hair over here, over there. And they want him again. So each time they want him. So if it's Dizach Hazeb B'Chamish Hasros, they want him each time. So the Gemara said Pshita. Of course, he chayv many times Malkus. We have the Mishnah. Like the next Mishnah. Yeah, it says in the next Mishnah on Chof Aleph and Aleph on the bottom, on Chof Aleph and Aleph there are two Mishnahs. So the second Mishnah on Chof Aleph and Aleph speaks about a Nozer who's not permitted to drink wine. That they warn the Nozer, don't drink wine, and he's drinking wine all day long, one bottle after the other, after the other. You only get one hasra in the beginning of the day. So he says, Eina chai balachas. They only give him one smalkas. But if they warn him every time he's about to drink another cup of wine that has another kishir, another avias, a kazayas, Machlokes HaTanaim in the Nozer, what the shear of drinking for the Nozer is, whether it's Kazayis or Revis. So the, if they want him each time, Al Tishta, but who shows then each time he drinks? It's Chayva Kalachas V'Achas. And the same thing, if someone's shaving off his beard with a razor, so he's about to shave off the whole beard. So they want him, don't shave off, we're going to give him out, because he doesn't care, so he shaves off. Then he takes the razor, about to shave over here. Then they want him again. He says, I don't care, I'm going to give him Malkus. Then he's about to shave on the bottom. So every time, if they want him each time, so he'll get many times Malkus. Mishnah says any other area like that.
He's no longer on the other.
Not for drinking wine. From the time he's on the mason, he has to. Yeah. From the time he's on the mason, he has to, but not for, if he... If he shaves his hair, it depends how long he has to the end. If he has less than 30 days to go to the, and the zeros can be as long as he wants, a minimum of 30 days and as long as he wants, 100 years, 1,000 years.
You
have to have 30 days left to the end. If you don't have 30 days left to the end, then it is, then you have to add on to wait till it's going to be 30 days. Because he has to do a tiglachas at the end, and the tiglachas has to be on 30 days worth of hair. But drinking wine is not such of anything. He remains with all the dinim of Naziris, yeah. So the Gemara asks, what's the Havamin in this case, that if not for the special Tosik that has the word Leikruchu Korcho, I would have thought that if he does four or five times a Korcho, he should only get one Malkus. So it must be that they only give him one Hasroya. So if it's only one Hasroya, so the Gemara says, Taka the din is that there's only one Malkus. So how does it say, how do we come to the conclusion that you get four or five times Malkus? If he does four or five times korchas, elowad b'chada hasro, he did all the five. They warn him in advance: don't remove your hair out of aggravation over the death of the relative. Don't you dare scratch out any of your hair. And he doesn't listen, and he scratches it out. So the Gemara says, "Mi mechay." So the taka the din is that it's only chayv once malchus. So how do you come to the conclusion of chayv many times?
Yeah.
Well, tonight the Gemara quotes the Mishnah on the next daf. Nozer shoyshes teyayin kol hayoyin. If the nozer is not allowed to drink wine. The Nozer has the three prohibitions. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to be metamei lemeisim. He's not allowed to do tiglachas. So if he's drinking wine kol hayoyim all day long in a chayv alachas, he only gets once malchus. Amar lo tishta, al tishta. But if they want him each time, that's what we spoke about last time. There is a, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that has a unique shita. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not paskin like that. But the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes one opinion from Yerushalmi, that if they warn him in advance, you see this bottle we know has 10 revius in. So if you're going to drink the whole bottle, we're going to give you 10 times malchus. He says, I don't care, give me the 10 times malchus. They only give one hasra in the beginning, and they warned him that they measured how much wine there is, it's 10 times the kashir. So the Rambam quotes a pshat that he's chayv al kol achas v'achas, 10 times malchus. And in the Mishnah Torah, he does not paskin like he writes in the Pirush HaMishnah. Mishnah Torah, he paskin is the Poshup Shot. Al-Tishta, you have to have the Hasra in between. In between the first Shtia and the second Shtia. In between the second Shtia and the third Shtia. Otherwise, we treat the whole Shtia as one Shtia. You only get one smother. That's how we assume. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what's going on here? I would have had to have a minute to think that there's only one smother, because Kamash went on the Pasuk, that there are many times smother. Why would I have a half minute things? Only one Malkus, only one Hasra in the beginning. But it's only one Hasra, there's only one Malkus. How'd you come to such a Kruma Maskona? Maskona is wrong. Zagding Mara, like Tzricha, the case is, means Hachmaskinon, the Sochomish Ed Ba'ois of Nashe, he smears on this kind of a special cream on his fingers, a chemical that can remove hair. And then he puts all the five fingers on his head in five different places. Yosvinu, the Vasachas, and he puts all the five fingers on his head at the same time. So they never gave him a Hasra. The Babli holds, not like that Yerushalmi, that if they warn you in advance, you're putting your five fingers down, we're going to give you five times Malkus. Babli doesn't hold like that. Babli holds, if they warn you in advance, don't drink the whole bottle of wine that has 10 revis, since you only get one Malkus. So here, he's going to do all the five fingers at the same time with the chemical, and remove five spots of hair, and it's never going to grow back again in these locations on his head. So I would have thought, since it's all with one hasra, I would have thought that there's only one smalkus. So kamash v'lon, a special pasuk l'chayv al kol korcha v'korcha. This is an exception to the rule. By the nozer, shoyi shoyi siyayin, kolayim. You don't have any gzeres hakasuf to say that it's different. So it goes with the regular rules, only once malchus. But here, because it is special pasuk, so we say davi lahasra l'chol chada v'chada. The pasuk tells me that you get five times malchus.
Actually, when you put a serf on five times, that doesn't take the hair off. You have to actually scrape it off afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it's not at the same time. So each has to be five scraping.
The stomach, when you put it
on, it's only a preparation.
Yeah. It takes a while, yeah. Not the stomach. Stomach, you put the chemical on,
takes a while till
it takes effect. If you wash it off right away, no, it won't take effect at all.
Even if you don't scrape it off, it won't take effect.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I remember they used to shave it with Zol. They used to have to scrape it off. And not just put
it on. You didn't want to leave it on.
It'll burn the skin.
If you leave it on too long, it burns the skin. But it burns, you leave it on a little bit, it burns it enough till it removes the hair. Yeah. Leave it on too long, so it removes the whole layer of skin.
You think one hasra on the five fingers, or just generally, don't make it?
On the five fingers, if they tell them, don't do this the way you're doing it, because we're going to give you five times hasra, five times malchus. So if it would have been, if he's gulping down, he has a big mouth, and he can gulp down two revisin of wine, the vatzachas. So then he's only going to get once malchus, because the only time you get many times malchus is if you give out straw in between. But over here, because of the pasuk l'chayv al kol korcha b'korcha, so this pasuk tells you that you get five times malchus, because the straw that they gave in advance relates to all the five pulas of burning off the hair. Then the Gemara goes into a detailed discussion with kamashir korcha. Let's say he takes a little bit of chemical and he puts it on his head in a teeny weeny spot, and he burns out a little bit of hair over there. So what's the minimum amount? You have to have a minimum amount. What's the minimum you have to do that it should be a nisa? It should be noticeable that he's missing hair. Sometimes you burn out a little bit of hair, so you look at his whole head of hair, it's not noticeable. So then there's no malchus. Larger than that, that's not sufficient. Just kadesh heroi should be noticeable. It has to be a sheer kigris, a little larger. Then the Gemara says, "Kitanoi." It's a machlokes satanoi. These two shitas, but there is more than that. Kama sheer korcho kigris. The first tana holds kigris, like Rabbi Yechanan said. Achemam kadesh heroi merosh. Exactly. The same two opinions from before is really not just a machlokes. We had start off machlokes hamaroi. Rav Huna against Rav Yechanan. It comes out that it's a machlokes satanon.
What's the grist? That's a lentil?
Yeah. They're different sizes lentils. Yeah. The big lentils, small lentils. So these are small lentils. I was going to say, Adasha is, we'll see in a minute. So far you have only two shittas in Tanoim. So then the Gemara says, Om Rav Yudah Bar Chaviva, Pligi Bar Tlasa Tanoim. He has a tradition. This Amar has tradition, there are three shittas in the Tanoim. In the Braisa, we don't have it. In the Braisa, we only have two shittas. So he has a tradition, there are three, the Hainu, Chad Omer Kigris, the Chad Omer Kedesh Yeroe Meirosha, should be noticeable that it's missing. Kigris is more than that. Kedesh Yeroe Meirosha, that's a smaller shittah. The Chad Omer Kishtei Cyrus, that's a teeny amount. If you just, Shtei Cyrus is a Shia Seir and call it Kuba. In order for a child to be bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you have to have that they should reach the age of 12 or 13, and they should have shtei cyrus growing on the eber or erevah. Or there's a din shtei cyrus seir banega hofach lavon, seir lavon is a simen tumah by tzaras. The Rashi and Chumash quotes the Mishnah has to be shtei cyrus. If it's only one cyrus that turned white, that's not a simen tumah. The seir always has the connotation of a minimum of two cyrus. Or by paraduma, it has to be paraduma tmima. So if you have shtei cyrus that are the wrong color, so then it ruins it. Less than shtei cyrus, not called the cyrus. So one Tana says that that's the shear over here. Since it has to do with removing hair, so if you remove shtei cyrus of hair, that's the violation. The Gemara says on Shabbos also. On Shabbos also, the din is shtei cyrus. The Gemara is going to talk about it soon. What's the shear by gozes on Shabbos? So this Amora has a tradition that there is a machlekes hatanim but three opinions. The one Tana says shtei cyrus, that's the smallest shear. The next Tana says the aftab kadesh yirah merosh should be noticeable. And the third Tana says kigris. And then the Gemara says, and there's a different version, the ikan the mapik shtei cyrus and mild the kadasha. There's another version that the Shtei Saris, that doesn't make any sense at all. Shtei Saris, you can't even see it. It's Gonish Megonish. So he holds that that's wrong. And instead of Shtei Saris, he replaces it with a different Shir of Kadasha. You see, Moncho, and the Simon to remember which Girsa you're throwing out. See, this V'ika de Mafik, one version has it, you cross out the tradition that he said that there's a Shita Shtei Saris, that doesn't make any sense. And you replace it with the Shita Shitzain said, Kadash. Maybe someone by mistake will throw out a different Girsa. They'll throw out the Chvezki Gris. So he said, Simoncha, to remember, no, is Bahereski Gris and Michi the Kadasha. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, let's see, what is the deal in the Mishnah? The Mishnah has the deal in the Goyim. If a person has a negative right, he comes to the Kohen. So first the Kohen sees that it has a Shia Kigris, that's the minimum size. So he's Mazgiris Hanega. He's Giris Hanega, he's a Mitzorah Muzga. So then when does the Kohen declare him as a Mitzorah Mukhlot? When does he declare him as a fully Tomei? And he has a more Chomedika level of Tumeh, that when he becomes Tohar, he has to bring all the Karbanis and so on. So that only applies if you have one of the three simonim that you machlet the negad. So one of them is michya. If in the middle of the negad tzaras, he has normal color skin. The same color the rest of the body has normal color skin. And the negad tzaras is whitish. So in the middle of it, it's a large negad tzaras. In the middle, it has a shear of kadasha. So the kadasha is the small, normal size skin. In the middle of the Baharis Kigris, Arum and Arum, you have a Shir Kigris of white Negat Saras, and in the middle, you have a Kadasha of Michya. The same would be true if he comes to the Kohen Milo Hatchil, and the Kohen says he has a Negat Saras with a Kadasha in the middle, that's Michya, so he'll be Mitamehim on the spot, and make Minto Mukhlat on the spot. But the Chumash describes the case, he comes to the Kohen sees that there's a Negat Saras, and it doesn't have any of the three simonim. Then the Kohen is Mazgir him for a week. Then at the end of the week, he looks to see what happens. So sometimes you'll find that there's Michya. Yeah. Michya develops in the middle, then he's Machlet him, it becomes a Mitzorah Mukhlet. Sometimes he doesn't have Michya in the middle, but he has Ser Banega Hafak Lovan. If there's black hair, the black hair turns white. That's also a Simen Tumah that you Machlet, it becomes a Mitzorah Mukhlet. And sometimes you'll have Pisoyan, it'll spread. You have to know exactly how large the Negat Saras was the first time. Let's say the person has a little negatars, gets bigger, it's a couple of months till he comes to the Kohen. He's supposed to come right away. By the time he comes to the Kohen, it's already as large as it's going to get. If he would have come 3 months ago, the Kohen would have waited the end of the week and said, wow, it's much bigger now. He would have been mitamim, but he never went to the Kohen. And Tumas Saras is the one and only Tumas that it doesn't begin until you have a Pesach from the Kohen. Zavin and Zavin and Nidhi Alez and all the other Tumas happen automatically. And in the Tyre also you need a Pesach. Doesn't happen by itself. Right. So the Mishnah says that they make a mark so they'll know exactly how big the size of the Negat Saras was at the time that he saw the Kohen for the first time. The Kohen declared him as a Muzgar, and then he has to come back at the end of the week to see what happened. So it could even be in the middle of the week it got bigger, then it shrank, and it went back to the original size. As long as at the end of the week it's the same size as it was in the beginning of the week, So that's not a sim and tumah. You're only machlit if it's pisoyin. At the end of the week, it's larger. So this Mishnah is talking about these are the three simoni tumah that you can the koyin declares them as a muchlot instead of a muzgar. What does it mean a muzgar? His giras anega. His giras anega shivas yomim. So the pasuk pshat is that you tell a man he should stay in a house. You lock him up in a house. Yeah. Yeah,
so
somehow. Yeah. So the tour on Chumash quotes from his father, the Rosh, that he had an original pshat. His giras hanega means he put a bandage on the nega, because it doesn't say that his giras bala nega. It says that his giras hanega. The question if that's shaila matirish. No, he has to be mechutz lamachne because he's a mitzvah. He's not allowed to be in ayoris on the kofes chaim osu shul benun. If it's not ayoros hamakafas chaimosin shulbenun, he may be. He's not allowed to be. He's not allowed to enter. Or if he is there, he has to leave. Any ayoros hamakafas chaimosin shulbenun. So that's the Mishnah Nigun. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah to say that you have two shiurim that are different sizes. The baharis is much bigger than the kadasha. The baharis, the shear is kigris. That's the outer shear. And the michya kadash is in the middle, the normal size skin, the normal color of the skin. The michya is in the middle of that kigris. So the Mishnah is telling us the din that you have a sheer gris and a sheer kadasha. The vasachas, they're no contradiction. One is the sheer on the negatzaras, on the baharis. The other one is the sheer on the michya, in the middle of the negatzaras. So that's what the Gemara said regarding the three. One of the Amoraim had a tradition that three gibatlosa tanoi, there were three tanoi. And then they had a hagoah on it, and another version has it that you cross out one of the three shittas and you replace it with a different shita. So which one are you crossing out? So rather than cross out kigris and replace it with kadasha, no, keep kigris and kadasha bevasachas, like the Mishnah Negoim has. The shear for the baharis is kigris, and the shear for the michya in the middle of the baharis, the normal size skin, that's kadasha. So don't cross out the shear gris and replace it with kadasha. Cross out the shear shtei siris. You get the mafik shtei siris and mild kadasha. You see, moncha, the simit, remember not to cross out kigris and replace it with kadasha. Gris and kadasha are two shun that can live in peace together, two different size shears. So you leave those two. Now the Gemara is discussing, that's the shear. We were just discussing what is the shear for karech korcha. How much of a korcha does he have to remove? How much hair does he have to remove from his head that he should get malchus? If he does less than that, mistamata chatzir shir. Chatzir shir is awesome and I tell Baki Reina like it. How much is the full shir that you should get malchus? Now the Gemara wants to know, benegeh te hilcha Shabbos. The alamates of us malachas on Shabbos. So some of the Mishnayis have that some of them have no shir. Some of them have a kolshu. But most of them are not the kolshu. Most of the malachas on Shabbos do have a shir. So we have a brisa that says, Tona, if a person cuts off hair on Shabbos, one of the Ovis Malachas is Hagoze, is one who shears off wool from an animal. Not only is it forbidden in Atar to shear off wool from the animal, it's the same as the Raisa to cut off hair or to cut off fingernails. If you cut off someone's finger, we assume that that's not called Goze. Goze is only if you cut off something that's extra. The hair grows on the body, keeps on growing, something extra. That's a discussion. The Gemara says that when you perform a bris milah on Shabbos, it's really a malacha. It's only permissible if it's a milah bismana. But if it's not a milah bismana, you're not permitted to do the milah on Shabbos. But what's the malacha that's involved in performing a bris milah? So the different Rishonim have different suggestions. So some of the Rishonim say the malacha is gozes. So others say gozes. What do you mean? You cut gozes this? If you cut off the hair or the fingernails, it's going to be replaced. Keeps on growing, like the wool grows on the sheep. But the orla, once you cut it off, it's not going to be replaced. That's part of the body. That's like cutting off a finger. And they hold, and those the sheep and mukubet and suda, they hold no. If you would cut off the orla of a nachri baby, that's like cutting off a finger. That's not oimid lehechotech. But if you cut off the orla of a yiddish baby, that's a mitzvah to remove it, so that really doesn't belong. The orhala doesn't belong there. But that's like cutting off fingernails or cutting off hair. Only if it's a Yiddish baby, it's a mitzvah of milah, so then it's a malach of gozi. A doyish baby is some of the degree, it's like cutting off a finger. The Mishnah is discussed in Erevin. The Mishnah in the end of Erevin says it could be considered kalach hayad. Could be considered kalach hayad. It depends. If I bite off your fingernail, that for sure is kalach hayad. If you bite off your own fingernail, that could be that. That's not kalach hayad. So the Mishnah is talking about that. Also, dry skin is also a problem. The skin that dried out, see if it's hanging off already, it's kemat falling off, so then it's mutter. Then there's no prohibition. But if it's not holding by falling off so much, it's a little bit detached and not sufficiently, so then it's an isa, then it's a malacha to remove the dry skin. When you do, yeah, most of the Rishonim say the malacha is chavala. Chavala, because he caused bleeding. Yeah.
So well, I don't understand why it's called goises. You said before that goises is only something that grows back. The bris milah for a year it shouldn't be there, but it doesn't mean it goes back.
Right, it's not going to grow back, that's for sure now.
That's goises. So how could you compare it?
Others disagree. Right, other Rishonim hold what kind of goises? It's not going to grow back. It has nothing to do with goises. And they hold no, it does not have to grow back. Cut off a finger, cut off the guy's arm, you're going to say that's goises. What does that have to do with goises? So they hold no. Not the vort is something that replaces itself. You keep on cutting it off, It's something which is oimed lehigar. It's supposed to be cut off. Normally, whatever's going to, the hair is going to keep on growing, growing, growing. The fingernail is going to grow again, you have to cut it off. Here, even though it's not going to grow back again, but since it's oimed lehechoter, by Yiddish a day, it's oimed lehechoter.
It's a different sort of thing.
Yeah.
And if
you're
not Chavala,
why wouldn't you be Chavala? And Aveira Chavala, Chavala, there's a love, you're not allowed to beat someone up, you're not allowed to be Chavala be Atzmo. So if a surgeon does plastic surgery, so all of, most of the poskim, Ruba the poskim, say that's not an Iser of Chavala because it's Tikkun Aguf. It's like you do a surgery, like you cut off a gangrenous limb. It's mamish chavala, but you're doing it in order to save his life. That's not a pikuach nefesh. It's derech adisa chavala b'chaver. It's not an isa chavala b'chaver at all. You did tikkun aguf.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on Shabbos, yeah. But on Shabbos, it's a malacha of chavala. The avera of chavala, chavala b'chaver, chavala b'yatzma doesn't apply whenever it's l'tikkun aguf. That's a different chavala. It's a different definition. There are five different opinions, and they're showing what's the malacha by bris mila. Usually, you assume because of the dam coming out. Yeah, what are you going to do? Many hold if you do a bis mila with a clam and no dam comes out at all, many hold that it is a good mila. So how can you say the malacha involved in bis mila is chayvel because the dam, what if you do a bis mila? It's really kemat impossible. Right, some Rishonim learn that that's what it says in the Gemara. Mali l'sakein Mala Lisakin Milo. Now the person is allowed to eat truma, he's allowed to eat korban pesach, he's allowed to eat kachim, and oral is not permitted to eat truma if he's a kohen. And if he's not a kohen, he's not allowed to eat korban pesach, he's not allowed to eat any korbanos. So once you do the bris milo, so he's considered more complete. So some Rishonim learned that that's what it says in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the malacha involved in bris milo, milo bisman is mutta, milo shlo bisman is also. What's the malacha? So I'll just hold that the malacha is makabah fatish. And now to say that that's not what it says in the Gemara. I was interpreted, that's not what it says.
The abolition of letting people to do the things in malacha, like the priest, the Bria.
To help them.
Without the Brit Milah, there's no explanation to
Right, so that's what Group of Rishayim say, that's what it said, that's how they interpret the Gemara on Shabbos. The bris mila on Shabbos is a malacha of makabah patish, because he's completing himself. He's completing the shleimus adam. So there is one of the lamates malachas on Shabbos is gozes. One of the original malachas is gozes, he shear off the wool, he's going to use the wool in order to make a woolen sweater, in order to make woolen clothing. What if the person cuts off his fingernails and he gets a haircut and he throws it out in the garbage? That's also called the gozes. The shayla is the bottom tesis. The bottom tesis on the daf, same tesis appears in Shabbos. They quote the Rashbam, when you take your haircut, when you cut off your nails, you throw it out in the garbage. So that's what they call a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. If you do a malacha and you don't need it for the same purpose that they used to do it in the Mishkan. The Mishkan used to shear off the wool from the sheep and use the wool. And here the person cuts off the hair, he throws it in the garbage. He's not going to use it for anything,
because whatever remains is better.
Oh, so other Rishonim disagree with Taisus. Other Rishonim say in the Mishnah Berurah, of course, the Rivosh, and other Rishonim disagree with Taisus that Malacha Tzvicha Lagufa doesn't only mean you plan to use the wool that you cut off. If he looks better now, he looks all ungewachsen. He takes a haircut. He looks normal now. His fingernails are too long. He looks terrible. He cuts it off. His fingers look better. The other Rishonim disagree. They hold no. That's a malacha deraisa. We most of the Rishonim pass on the malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is only an isa derabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. Machleis Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and most of the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Balamor paskin that it's an isa deraisa. Most of the Rishonim paskin like Reb Shimon that malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is only derabbanan. So that's a shayla halacha lemaisa. In Shulchan Aruch, let's say a woman has to go to mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So I mean, it is that the women cut off their nails before they go to the mikveh. Why do they cut off their nails? Because of chatzitza. What does it got to do with the chatzitza? It's part of the body. Chatzitza is something separate from the body. Dirt or something stuck on the body. If you have paint on the fingernails, that's chatzitza. But there's no paint. Just the nails themselves. Why is that a chatzitza? So that's a chumre from the Ravid, that they say. Huh?
polished.
So the polish you have to remove. Yes. If you leave unpolished, that's a problem of chatzitza. But the minig is the women cut their nails very short. Married women cut their nails very short before they go to mikveh.
No,
what is that? So that's based on their raivah. If their raivah has a gemara and zlochem like that, he says if it's easy. If you have long nails, of a person has to go to mikveh and they have a full head of hair, and they plan to go to the barber very soon. They plan to go today or tomorrow. They have to go to the barber because they really need a haircut. They have long nails and they really need to cut off the nails. And you don't need such a big expert to cut off the nails. A person can cut off the nails. You don't need a special mumche to remove the nails. So since the nails are so long that the oimid lehigozeh, so the hair is so long, and the person could do it himself, he doesn't have to be such an expert. So it's considered as if that's extraneous matter, and then it's considered as if the extra length of the nail, the extra length of the hair, is touching the part of the hair that I do want to leave behind. It's touching the part of the nail that I'm going to leave behind. So it's a slight chatzitza at that one point. Chatzitza on a miut. Only, I have a whole body. A person has a whole body. So if he has a slight chatzitza over here, I really want the nail to be so long. And I go to the mikveh and the nail is an eighth of an inch or 1/16 of an inch longer. And it bothers me. I really like short fingernails. And I can easily remove it. So since I didn't remove it, the extra 1/16 of an inch that I plan to remove serves as a chatzitza at the tip of the nail. That's a chatzitza on a miut. But it's a miut hamakdil. If I would, let's say it's going to be Shabbos, I'm going to a wedding, I don't want to go like that. I'm going to cut off the nails. Mm-hmm. When I want to look good, I would be medaktik to remove it. So that's what Rav Chaim Erzer writes, that the women who like to have long nails, so nikar adin, they don't have to cut off the nails. This is only a minig. That's only a minig. The minig developed because it started off with normal people who want to cut off the nails. So the minig originally started off as being machmir for the raivah shita, that the women who do plan to cut off the nails, so the slight bit of the nail that extends out, it's considered a chatzitza. The original Mishnah is a Mishnah because if you have a pot that has a handle, and the handle by mistake is screwed on such a handle, it's two feet long. He doesn't want such a long handle. He can't put other. He has four burners on top of the stove, and this handle is so long it gets in the way in the kitchen. So he's going to cut off. It's too much. It's too long. So the shaila is, if the pot is tummy and you want to be tabled in the mikveh, do you have to be tabled the whole pot with the whole long handle? But he say, no, you only have to be tabled the first 5-6 inches, and after that, it's not part of the handle, because I'm a kalayim elachter kechater dummy. You see, by the pot,
it's missing. It's not going to be tabled one side. So.
By the pot, if you say kalayim elachter kechater dummy, you don't consider it a chatzitza to the rest of the pot. That chumra is only by yodam. By Odom, if you have a long fingernail, if you have long hair and you really need a haircut, and you plan to cut it off, so the extra hair is considered a chatzitza on the edge of the hair, on the edge of the hair that I'm going to leave behind. And by the pot, you don't consider it a chatzitza. That's what the Rosh says on Mishnah. By the pot, is considered beis hastorim. By the Odom, it's not considered beis hastorim.
Why isn't it a chatzitza? The water goes there anyway. The hair doesn't block it, the water to go there.
No, you have very long hair.
Yeah.
So the water doesn't touch in between the hair that I'm going to leave behind and the hair. No, but it's a long hair. It goes on the side, but it doesn't go in between it. Let's say I have a long fingernail. So the part of the fingernail that's going to get cut off is touching the part of the nail that's going to remain behind. So on the tip of this fingernail that's going to remain behind, it's not getting bias mine.
Yeah.
The same thing the hair. Hair is a long hair. So it gets water around and around, but it doesn't get water in the middle of the hair.
At the cut.
At the point where it's going to cut.
Yeah.
So the practice of the women always was, the women always wanted to have the Goyish women, the Yiddish women, everybody had short nails. They didn't want to have long nails. So at that time, that it was normal for married women, everybody used to cut their nails. So they went machmeh for the rabbit sheep, but that's called a chatzitza. And recent times, everybody starts wearing long nails, so since the practice is that we wear them, so it's not a melachta.
Yeah.
So mikra din is not even a chatzitza, so the matter that's only a minute. So that's what Chaim Eiser has in his tshuva. Let's say a woman wants to go to the mikveh, and she has a real chatzitza, but it's only a chatzitza from the rabbonah. She has not a big bandage, but it's only a miut. It's not a chatzitza. In Atar, it's only a chatzitza if the chatzitza is covering rov of the body. If it's only miut of the body, it's only a chatzitza from the rabbonah. So let's say a woman wants to go to the mikveh, and she refuses to remove a chatzitza that's only from the rabbonah. So So what should the mikveh lady do? So tell her, we don't allow you to use the mikveh. So the woman's going to go home and violate the issa deraisa of going with being with her husband without going to mikveh at all. So the achrayim say, he quotes the tshuva from the nitziv. The nitziv has the tshuva. He says, sorry, we don't. That's the policy. We don't allow you to use the mikveh if you're going to violate a din chatzitzim of the rabbanon, and you threaten to violate the issa deraisa. It's on your own responsibility. It's at your own risk. We're not achrayim. So Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. But what happens if the women today refuse to cut off their nails? They have long nails. They want to have long nails. They don't want to have short nails. So they're not really in violation of the chatzitz of the rivet. They're a violation of a minik. So he says we have to try to encourage them. The mikveh lady should try to encourage them observe the minik, and the rabbanim should speak about it to the women. But if the woman comes to the mikveh, she refuses to cut her nails, and it's only chatzitz mitam minik, it's not even chatzitz of the rabbanim. So then he says you should let them use the mikveh. You shouldn't have such a policy to prevent the women from using the mikveh if they're going to be in violation of the minik, because it says it's only a minik that started in recent times, not an alter minik from the days of the Tanoim or something, because in the days of the Tanoim they never had such long nails. It's a modern shtick. So that's what the Mishnah here, the Braisim, that's the Shalat. A woman has to go to mikveh on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif, and the minik is they cut their nails. So the woman forgot to cut her nails on Erev Shabbos. So what does she do? She's not allowed to cut off the nails on Shabbos. It's a malacha. So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, let her ask a nachris to cut off the nails for her, even with a nail cutter, even to use a nail cutter. So to cut off the nails, if I would cut it off myself, it would only be an issa derabbanan, because I'm not going to use the nails. If you cut off wool and you're going to use the wool, that's called the malacha tzvicha legufa. If you're going to cut off the wool and throw it out in the garbage, that's called the malacha shein tzvicha legufa. So that's what the Rashbam says here. That's why the Ramah passes. If you cut off your hair, you cut off your nails, and you're going to throw out the hair, throw the nails out, that's only an issa derabbanan, even if I do it myself. And if I don't do it myself, I ask the nachris to cut it off for me, but that's called the shvuz, it's only also based on a combination of two derabbanan. And to go to mikveh, three lubizmana, that's considered a makam mitzvah. So there are more paskins that that's a shvuz, but makam mitzvah, so it's mutter, you're allowed to.
Amir Lakim is only on derabbanan.
Amir Lakim is also even on derabbanan, but it's only, if it's only an issa derabbanan to begin with, then it's also because of a shvuz d'shvuz, it's a double derabbanan. But if you have a shvuz d'shvuz, a double derabbanan, the makam mitzvah, then it's mutter. That's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says they once had a bris scheduled for Shabbos, and as Mana Gemara, it was assumed that you have to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. If for some reason or another, in the 1500s, Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Tzfas, and he writes that the hygienic conditions have so improved from the days of the Tanoim until the 1500s in Tzfas. He says, we no longer bathe the baby before and after the bris. Today, nobody. We don't bathe the baby before. They use antiseptic today, they use all kinds of things. But in the 1500s, they didn't have that. And they just didn't have that practice anymore. But Bzman HaTanoim, that was Yehar Gvar Yabba. You're not allowed to do a bris unless you bathe the baby with hot water before and after the bris. So the Gemara tells a story that they once had a baby and they had the hot water prepared on Erev Shabbos, and the whole Ishtapach HaMimeh, the whole kettle of hot water got spilled. So they have to postpone the bris till Sunday because it's a sakana. You can't perform a bris without hot water first. So the Gemara says, but there was another Yid who had hot water down the block, but there was no Erev. It was forbidden to carry in the location midirabbanon. It was a makam where there was no Erev. So the Gemara says that the Rabbanim were at fault. The Rabbanim should have made an Erev. Whenever you're able to make an Erev, it's the responsibility of the Rabbanim. You're supposed to make an Erev. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara said the two Rabbanim who lived in that neighborhood were both very busy in learning, and they didn't have time to make an Erev. Okay. So the Gemara says to ask a Nachri to carry in the location where even if the Jew would carry, it's only the Rabbanon. So since it's a Shvuz the Shvuz, it's only a double the Rabbanon. If the Jew himself would carry, it's only the Rabbanon. And he doesn't even carry himself. He asks the Nachri to carry. So Amir and the Nachri, and the Rabbanon is Aser, but the Makam Mitzvah's Mila is Mutta. So Taisus is not sure. Is it only the Makam Mitzvah's Mila Bismana? Because Mila Bismana is Decha Shabbos. Mila Bismana is a Malach all the time. So his Mila is always a Malach and it's Decha Shabbos. So maybe Machshire Mila, the things that are necessary as hachanas for the bris, you're not allowed to be derech Shabbos. Machlek is satanayim, what about carrying the knife? What about cooking the water? So we're passing, you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos for the hachanas for the bris, only for the actual bris Mila itself. But if it's a shvuz, the shvuz on the machshire Mila, on the hachanas, then we allow it. So one opinion in Tosfos is that a shvus, the shvus is only mutter if it's a double drabon. It's only mutter b'makom mitzvahs milah, because mitzvahs milah is decher Shabbos. Even the machshirei milah, which per se are not decher Shabbos, is the shvus is mutter. We don't pasken like that. We pasken a shvus, the shvus is mutter b'makom any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. So if you have a double drabon, it's mutter. So that's what the Rambam pasken is like that. If the woman has to go to mikvah on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif, she's permitted to ask the nachris to cut off her nails. Because cutting off the nails, even if I do it myself, it's only an isa derabbanan because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. And since I asked the nachris to do it, so that makes it into a double derabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are issues here. It's not so pashut. So one issue is that not all the Rishonim agree with the Tosfos. Right. Some Rishonim, the Rivosh, and some Rishonim say the Ramban. They say it's not true. It's called tzricha legufa. If the person's body, I'm cutting off the nails and I take a haircut, I'm going to throw out the nails and throw out the hair, but I'm looking better. I look better. So half of the Rishonim hold it is tzricha legufa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that objection. Then there's another objection that the Taz has. It's a very long Taz. And the Taz time is, if I ask the Nachri to turn on the lights, I ask Nachri to go over there to do a malacha for me, to carry something, that whatever, let's say, if I myself would have done it, would have been, I asked the guy to carry the hot water from the other home to my home, I'm going to perform the bris milah. I'm going to have the bris here. So I asked the guy to carry, so that lowers it to the level of a double derabbanon. If I myself would have carried it, it's only derabbanon, because we didn't have an erev here. And I asked the guy to do it, it's a double derabbanon. But here, I asked the nachris to cut off my nails. So she can't begin to cut off my nails if I have my hand like this. The Yiddish woman who goes to mikvah, she has to stretch out her fingers, and she holds her fingers together, she also can't do it. She has to hold out her fingers separately. So since she's Misayaya, since the Israelis helps out the Nachris, she enables her to cut. So the Taz Taina is that whenever you're Misayaya, here the Gemara says, the Misayaya, the Divri HaKol, 10 lines from the bottom, quote this Gemara, by the tiny letter Yud, and Adaf. The Gemara talks over here about a din, if I go to the barber, and I have the barber shave off my payas. He takes a razor and he shaves off the payas, pasa rosh and pasa zokan. So the Gemara says, the customer gets malted. The Gemara affects Akasha. The customer gets malted. He's just sitting there. He didn't do anything. The Yiddish barber who's shaving off the payas, he did the avera. He shaved off the payas. So he says, right in Shavuos, let's say there's a Yiddish Parsha pay, so that's not a problem. But if the Yiddish barber has a Yiddish customer, so the Gemara says they're both over on Easter. The customer who asks, but the Gemara affects Akasha, it's saying Bomaisa. The barber who takes the razor and he shaves off the pay, he deserves to get malchus. But the customer just sits there, he reads his newspaper, whatever, and then the barber is shaving off his payas. So how can you give the customer malchus? So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar ben Misayeya v'divri hakol. If the customer just sits there like this, and the barber shaves off his face, takalav shem omaisa, he's not like it. But if the barber asks him, could you please lean over a little bit in an unusual fashion? He's not sitting normally. He leans over a little bit like this in an abnormal fashion in order to help the barber, in order to make it easier for the barber. Then the Gemara says that it's called Alav Sheyesh B'Maisa. That's called My Maisa. So the Taz says, you see from the Gemara that it's called My Maisa. So the Meila by Shabbos, if I stretch out my fingers, when they say Amir L'Nachri is only the Rabban, and I ask the Nachri to turn on the light, I ask the Nachri to carry hot water from down the block, but I ask the Nachri to do a pulula on my body. I ask the Nachri to cut off my fingernails, or to give me a haircut or something like that. Or there's a Ramon Hilchos Shabbos, a person has a terrible toothache. Person has a terrible toothache on Shabbos and he's in excruciating pain, so he has the status of a Chol L'Shem B'Sakona. Chol L'Shem B'Sakona means the person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. Either Chol L'Kogufoi or Mutol L'Mishkot. He's Chol L'Kogufoi, he can't function at all, he has this terrible pain. So the solution was, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes the solution today also is, that you pull out the tooth. Pull out the tooth is going to be bleeding. So it's going to be a malacha. So you're not allowed to pull out the tooth yourself. There's no sakonis nefashis. But you're permitted to ask a nachri, the Rambam says, you're permitted to ask a nachri to yank out the tooth for you, because that's a Gemara Shabbos, that whenever you have a chodesh em sakona, amir ul nachri is muta. Frek the taz akasha, amir ul nachri is muta, I'm freezing. I ask a nachri, make a fire. So he does the fire over here. But I ask a nachri, pull out the tooth. I have to open up my mouth. If I don't open my mouth, I'm like this, the nachri can't begin to pull out the tooth. So he says, I'm enabling the Nochri to do the Malacha on my body. So the Taz Tain is, that's considered my Maisa. So it's considered as, that's not Amir the Nochri the Rabbanon. That's considered as if I did the Malacha myself. That's Taz's Tain. The Taz has this repeated both in Hilcha Shabbos, when the Ramah writes the din that if you have this excruciating pain from the toothache, you can ask the Nochri to yank out the tooth, because Amir the Nochri is Mutter for Chodesh Emes HaKona. And in Yerudei and Hilchas Nida, when they write to the Ramor, it's the Ramor on both, when the Ramor writes that if a woman has to go to Mikvah on Veil Shabbos or Leil Yantin, and she forgot to cut her nails beforehand, so she's permitted to ask the Nachris to cut her fingernails, so the Taz Tain is why. The Mishnah Berurah has the other Tain, that who says that it's a Shvuz de Shvuz B'Makom Mitzvah, maybe it's a Malacha Deraisa. If I'll cut off the nails myself, because they liapis as boys, so many Rishonim and Achronim hold that that's called the Malacha Tzmicha Legufa. So it's not a Shvuz D'Shvuz. And then Afilu, even leaving that out, that's the Mishnah Berurah has that title. But the Taz has the same title in both cases. He says that the Amir Lenachri should be an Issa Deraisa, based on this Gemara Minisayev Diri Hakol. So the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesev there, in Yeridaya, says that the Taz made a mistake. He says the Kasha is not a Kasha. He says over here, if the customer sits in the barbershop, the customer comes in and he asks the barber, please give me a haircut. He says, you want the regular haircut? I should shave off your pace where the razor says, yeah, give me the whole works. So he shaves off the pace. So if I just sit there and I don't budge at all, I'm right out there anyway. He just said it's a lav shame or maisa. The Gemara just said it's a lav shame or maisa, and it depends on the machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether a lav shame or maisa like him all of. A lav shema maisa, ain't like a molam. That's how the Gemara says. But a lav shema maisa, I am over. So then the Gemara says, the misayeh of a divri hakol. If I lean over a little bit, I'm not sitting in a normal way. Then it converts the lav shema maisa into a lav shema maisa. But you're talking, the fellow is violating an avera anyway. He is doing an avera. The only question is, it's a lav shema maisa, and he leans over a little bit, makes it into a lav shema maisa. But here by Shabbos, I can stretch out my fingers from today till next day. I can open up my mouth all day long. The tooth is not going to fly out by itself, and the fingernails are not going to get cut off by themselves. The whole malacha is done by the nachris, or by the dentist.
The customer gives you the shoot to make it. He's right. Not allowed not to doing. Do it in the law.
Oh, so that's like if I ask a nachri to make a fire for me. So that's amir la nachri, is a derabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. So if I ask the nachri, please shave off my face. So the Nachri is doing it. I guess the Nachri, please cut off my fingernails. So when the Nachri cuts off the fingernails on Shabbos, the Nachri is doing the whole malacha. So even though I'm Mistayeya, I stretch out the fingernails, I make it easier. I open up my mouth, I make it easier. But Sof Kosof, the Maisa Malacha is done by the Nachri. I'm not doing the malacha at all. By the payas, the customer is in violation of the lav. It's a lav shema Maisa. He wants to have the barbecue. So elevates the Messiah. If you're Messiah, the Shach says Messiah converts a lav sheim or maisa into a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But it doesn't convert heta gomer into a maisa malacha. I didn't do the malacha. The Nachri did the malacha. The Nachri pulls out the tooth and the Nachri cuts off the nail. I'm not doing it just because he's doing the goofy and I enable him to do it. How does that make it into my maisa malacha? The Gemara sounds like it says that. It says that it's a lav shem o maisa. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it goes like that. Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shem o maisa like mob. So it sounds like it's an issa to have my pay shaved off. And that's what the Shach quotes. The Ravid writes like that in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that if I go to the barber and I ask him, give me a regular haircut, and the regular haircut includes also shaving off with the razor all the pace, and I know that in advance. So the Rambam says, I don't get, the customer doesn't get maltus, but the Yiddish barber does get maltus, because he did a lot of shaving. The customer doesn't get maltus. So the Ravid writes on that Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam quotes the dinim of shaving off the pace in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, because he writes in the Mor Nebuchim, and he writes in the Arach HaZot also, that this was a practice of the Galochim. Well, that's why we call them Galochim, because they used to shave off their payas with a razor. Mm-hmm. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes all the dinim in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that the Nikif, the one who has the payas shaved off, doesn't get any malchus. So the Rambam writes, yeah, he doesn't get malchus, but he is Oif HaNavera. It's a lav shame or mice. That's how the Rambam writes. So the Shach quotes that Rambam, assuming that everybody agrees to that. That the one who sits there in the barbershop is, and has his payas shaved off, even though he's not Misayaya, he's over on the lava of having his payas shaved off. He holds that it's a lav shema maisa. So the Shach says this chilek, to elevate the level from a lav shema maisa to become a lav shema maisa, it's enough if you just do Misayaya. You do a slight pa'ula. But to elevate it from a miral and nokri is only the rabbanon to make it into an isa deraisa. Just by being Misayaya, he says Zulo Shamayinu. That's how the Shach tainis. So it's interesting, the Ravid writes this on the Rambam as if he's being mastig on the Rambam. The Rambam just quoted the Gemara that the customer who sits there has the barber shave off his payas, doesn't get any malchus unless he does Misayaya. And the Ravid is mastig on the Rambam. He forgot to say that the customer is over on Aver. What does he want from the Rambam? Rambam just quoted the Gemara. Maybe the Rambam is masking that he's over now there. So it's unclear what the Rambam is masking about. It sounds perhaps as if the Rambam is just adding on to the Rambam. He's not disagreeing.
Well, the
yeah, the Pashtus says there's no Malkus, but maybe there is another there. Same as the Rambam. So what's the Rambam masking over here? The Rambam writes it as if he's attacking the Rambam. So it could be that it's not attacking. It could be that the Rambam also agrees that if I sit there and I have them shave off my payas,
yeah,
I'm over a lot of shame on myself. He just meant to say, don't get malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo wrote the commentary on the side of Rambam, Kesef Mishnah. So he writes in the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't agree with the Ravid, and the Rambam holds that it's hetagomon. Hetamaisa. Ayid goes into the barbershop, and he knows that they're going to give him the regular routine, they're going to shave off the payas with a razor. So the Rambam holds that it's hetagomer, just to sit there. As long if you're Misayaya, then you get malchus. And if you're not Misayaya, it's hetagomer. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam. Mm-hmm. That the Ravid is disagreeing with the Rambam.
And
the Rambam Taka disagrees with the Ravid. The Rambam Taka disagrees with the Ravid. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. He says he doesn't understand. Where did the Kesef Mishnah get this from? From thin air, bears off that the Rambam is choylik on the Ravid. The Ravid says it's a lav shema maisa. The Rambam is probably maskim. The Chacham Tzvi writes, what is it? This is the one and only mocker in Kol HaTorah. We have a lav shema maisa ein loikamola. We have many times in the Gemara. A lav shema maisa ein loikamola, but there certainly is an avera. You're in violation of the avera. You just don't get any malchus. What's the zayin gefallen? So the Pasha Pshat, you learn the Ravid, is just adding on to the Rambam. Lehevi Yodua.
He doesn't say that you get malchus.
Even though there's no malchus, but he's over a lav.
So the Pashup Shat,
the Rabbi is just adding on to the Rambam, that even though the Rambam didn't write explicitly that you're over a lav, it's self understood. Pashup Shat, that's how the Chacham Tzvi learns. No machloikis, he's just adding on to the Rambam, and Rambam doesn't disagree. There is a lav, I sit in the barbershop and I shave off my payas. So I'm over a lot, but I'm not going to get malchus. A lot of shame on Maisa. The Pashtus is that the Rambam and the Ravid don't disagree. They both say the same thing. That's how the Shach understood, that there's no machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. But the Kesef Mishnah writes not so. Kesef Mishnah understood that the Ravid is attacking the Rambam, and the Rambam disagrees with the Ravid. The Rambam holds that it's hetagomer. So they say that Rav Velvel or Soloveitchik went along with the Kesef Mishnah. Mm-hmm. The fellow Dikazach, he went along with the Kesef Mishnah because there's another machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, that no one knows what they're fighting about. So he said, based on this Kesef Mishnah, that's what they're fighting about over there. The Rambam has the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has the whole Mishnah Torah. The Sefer HaMitzvahs is the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam lists off what he considers are the 613 mitzvahs. And then he writes every section in Mishnah Torah is to explain some of the mitzvahs that he started off with. like he starts Hilchas, he said, HaTorah has the mitzvah of Haftoras Hashem Alakecha. It has the mitzvah of Emunah Bashem. Hilchas Shabbos has the mitzvah of Kibud V'Yoinig, and it has the mitzvah of Zachar V'Shama. And Hilchas Erevin has this mitzvah. In the beginning of every section in the Rambam, it lists off how many mitzvahs from the Taryag mitzvahs he's going to explain. And then after he concludes the whole Mishnah Torah, he says, we have now completed all the 613 mitzvahs. But that's how the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs is like that. So we have Hasagas Arayvid on the Mishnah Torah, then you have Hasagas Arayvid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs also. There's a few Hasagas Arayvid. So there's one Hasaga, the Rambam quotes the din. The Rambam quotes these two dinim. You're not allowed to shave off Pas HaRosh. You're not allowed to shave off Pas HaZokon. We said the Rambam happens to hold that just like Pas HaZokon, one is only a violation if he uses a razor, so too Pas HaRosh. The Rambam quotes the Tosefta, uh-huh. The only time it's an Isser is if you use a razor. If you hold the shaver is mutter by the beard, also the shaver would be mutter by the pesos. And in Shulchan Aruch, we are machmer, because pesos has the Gemara in Nozir that says fakir, that the beard is only oster with a razor. If you use a shaver, we assume it's mutter. But on the payas, pasarosh, it's also to remove the payas even if you use a shaver. So we are machmer like the pesos against the Rambam. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah quotes these are two different mitzvahs. Los akifu pas roishchem, not to cut off the pas roish, and los ashchis pas konecha, not to cut off pas azofa. So the Ravid comes and he's masig on the Rambam, and we're not sure what he wants. He writes lav la makif, lav la nikaf, lav la mashchis, velo la nishchas. Lav la makif, lav la nikif. So some say it's like a chidah, like a riddle. So some say what he's saying is he's just commenting and he's giving a din. That the Gemara says lo sakifu, it says lo sakifu is in the plural, and lo sashkes pasukonech is in the singular. So the rabbi is just commenting. Why does he make that comment on the Sefer HaMitzvahs? What's it got to do with the Sefer HaMitzvahs? No one knows. So some say the rabbi is commenting on the halacha, and he says like this: although lo sakifu pas roshchem is in the plural, and we say that it's a lav la makif, lav la nikaf, the barber is over the yisr, if it's a Yiddish barber and the Yiddish customer, the boat over the yisr. But when it comes to los ashchis pias zikanecho, we don't. It's only in the singular, it's not in the plural. So you don't say that the boat over. You say lav la mashchis velo la nishchas. The customer who sits there and they shave off his beard is not over. If I sit there and they cut off my payas, so we're both over, the barber and the customer. But if they shave off the beard, it's only lav la mashchis velo la nishchas. There's no lav on the part of the customer who sits there. So that's how it says in the Ravid. That's how it says in the Ravid, and that's how some interpret the Ravid. Most of them say that it's a misprint in the Ravid, that the way it reads, lav la, lav la makif, lav la nikaf, lav la mashchis, velo la nishchas. The Basita ungechepet on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's not the Shtigl Torah, and they say it's against the Tosefta also. The Tosefta says the Feirish, that the prohibition is a double prohibition, both on the barber and on the customer, both. By the Pas HaRosh and the Pas HaZokon. So the whole Shtikl Torah that the Rabbi wrote is against the Tosefta. And the Rabbi knew Tosefta. He used to read all the time. He always quotes Tosefta. So they say, no, the correct reading in the Rabbi should be in our edition of the misprint. So they say on the page, the correct reading should be Lav La Makif, Lav La Nikaf, Lav La Mashchis, Lav La Nishchas. And his Hasog on the Rambam is, why did he only count it as one Lav? He should have counted it as two Lav. Why does he only count one in the minyan? There are 365 lois esei, 248 ramach mitzvot esei, and shin samachay 365 lois esei. So in the minyan of the lois esei, he counts one lois esei is not to shave off payas, not to remove these payas, and one lois esei is not to shave off the beard over here. He should have counted four instead of two. Should have counted one lav on the barber, one lav on the customer, and on the beard, one lav on the barber, one lav on the customer. Should have counted two on the pas harosh and to a pas hazokan. So what is the Rambam's opinion? How come the Rambam only counts it once? Why doesn't he count it twice? So Rabbeinu Lo Soloveitchik said, because the Keset Mishneh, good fashtan in the Rambam, Keset Mishneh is right, that when the customer sits there and he doesn't misayaya, if he's misayaya, then he gets malchus. If he's not misayaya, so the Rabbit says, he doesn't get malchus, lav shei mamaisa, but he's still over on the lav, because he's sitting there, he knows that they're going to count off his face. So the Keset Mishneh understood the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there's no lav. How can there not be a lav? So apparently the Rambam thinks that there is no issa to have your payas cut off. It's an issa pa'ula, like you said. It's an issa pa'ula. you're not allowed to shave off payas. So if I just sit there and the barber cuts off my payas, whether the barber is a yid or a goy doesn't make a difference. The customer's not over anything, according to the Rambam. The Rabbi says the fair is not so. The Rabbi holds that there are two different lavim. There's one lav not to shave off payas, and there's one lav not to have your payas shaved off. And he says that this double lav is both by Pasa Rosh and Pasa Zochen. The Rambam, instead of counting two, should have counted four. So Radovala says the reason why the Rambam only counts two, doesn't count four, is Lishitosa. The Rambam holds that there's no lav on the customer at all. If the customer is Misayeya, then the customer becomes the barber. Then he's shaving it off himself.
Yeah.
It's considered as if he did it. But if he doesn't Misayeya, then it's Hetagoma. So it comes out that this machlokes, the Taz and the Shach, is really machlokes the Rambam and the Raivin. The Taz says if you stretch out your fingernails, you can stretch out your fingernails from today to next year, the nails are not going to get cut off. And you can open your mouth from today to next year, the tooth is not going to get pulled out. So you have to have the Nochri to pull out the tooth, you have to have the Nochri to cut off the nails. So the Taz says that that's Amir Nochri Deraisa. I'm a Sayeya, and I make, even though I'm not doing the Pu'ula of Malacha, but since I'm a Sayeya and it's done Begufi, so that's considered like I did the Maisa. I did the whole thing. What's his Raya? From the Gemara by Payas. So the Shach says, what's far Raya by Payas? The case by Payas, the customer is in violation anyway. It's the Halav Shema Maisa anyway. The only thing is a Lav Shema Maisa, there's no Malkus. So you want to elevate it to the level of Lav Shema Maisa. So if you do a Misayeya, then it's called a Lav Shema Maisa. So the Taz holds no. Taz holds like the Rambam, the way the Kesh Mishnah learned. There's no Aver at all on the part of the customer. It's Hetagomer. He's not in violation of anything. But if he's Misayeya, the Maisa is done begufi, and I help the barber do it, so that relates to Maisa to me. It's considered as if I did it Menatayra. So Mele the Taz holds that if I'm Misayeya on Hilchas Shabbos, it's considered my Malacha Deraisa. It's not called Amir Lenachri Shuz. It's considered my Malacha Deraisa. So it's interesting where Avavala Salvechik understood the Machloikis, the Ramam and the Ravid, comes out that's exactly the Machloikis, the Shach and the Taz. Can you see anything when the Gemara says Misayeya, the customer is loike? Does that indicate that whenever you Misayeya in Hilchas Shabbos, that it should be an Issa Deraisa? Amir Lenachri will become an Issa Deraisa. So the Taz says, yeah, that's like the Ramam. And the Shach says, no, like the Ravid.
I have a little more about somebody was, one of them all went to a goy to put on something into the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel also says there about the Messiah. So what comes out there, that also, same thing could be also, if he opens up the eye.
The Gemara says that since he was a choy l'shem v'sakana, so the mirror nachri was muta.
Yeah.
Or if it's yantav sheni, the Gemara says if it's yantav sheni shal goliyas, so even if he's not a choy l'shem v'sakana, it's also muta, right?
Yes.
So from that Gemara you see against the Taz,
right,
that's the Kasha, the Shach is that Kasha also.
Mm-hmm.
So the Taz for emphasis, even if he wouldn't have opened his eyes, the guy he could have put the medication in anyway.
Yeah.
He says there are two kinds of Messiah. When you're Messiah in a very conspicuous fashion, you make it much easier for the Nochri to do the Malacha, then it becomes my Pula. It relates back to me, it's considered Amir and the Nochri is their Isa there. But the Messiah, by putting in the medicine in the eye, even if he wouldn't have opened his eye, the guy could have put in the medicine anyway, so that's less of a mistake.
You know, my doctor can do it, he pulls off.
Yeah.
So they have to say.
No, he quotes the Balavita and he says, we don't follow it. No, he quotes the Balavita and says, Amir Lenachri is mutter by any mitzvah. He says, we don't follow that. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, we follow it by mitzvah derabbi. But it's not a mitzvah derabbi, we don't allow Amir Lenachri by a real deraisa. We would only allow it, Amir Lenachri, and a derabban, is the shuz, but maka mitzvah, that we're Mekel. Yeah. So getting back again, we left off Tano. We're about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara's quoting from Hilchas Shabbos, if one does gozes on Shabbos, if you shear off wool, then you're going to use the wool, that's real gozes. If you cut off fingernails, you cut off, you're going to throw it out in the garbage. So that, the Gemara says, is also gozes. So the bottom thesis claims that that's only malacha shein svicha legufa. That's not going to be derais. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rivosh and the Ramban. The Ramban is before the Rivosh. They hold that it's a malacha derais. They hold that it's a malacha svicha legufa. They hold that it's malacha derais. It doesn't have to be only svicha legufa. He plans to use the hair. If his body looks better, it's also called svicha legufa. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes the Brisa Tana. It says in the Brisa, "Anotal Malopi Hazug B'Shabes Chayu." If a person cuts off a certain minimum amount of hair, the amount of hair that you would snip off by cutting the scissors once, so then you're Chayiv on Shabbos. That's the Kishir. V'kama Malopi Hazug, how much is it? I'm Rav Yudah Shtayim, Shtei Sairis. If you cut off Shtei Sairis, is the Shir Seir. So this Amara holds Shtei Sairis applies to the Shir of Gozes on Shabbos. It sounds like it's a contrast. Nilcha Shabbos, it's one shear, but Karech Korcha, the shear is Shtei Saris. So it sounds like it's a different shear. And for the Gemara, you should correct the gears in that price. The Korcha Shtayim, just like the Nilcha Shabbos is Shtei Saris, so to all the years Shtei Saris. Tanya Namayach, we have a Beferish at Tosefta. It says like that. Hanot on Lop Yazuk B'Shabbos Chayiv. One who cuts off hair on Shabbos is Chayim Mishum Gozer Bekama Malop Yazug. What's the shear? Shtayim. If you cut off Shtei Sairis, that's the shear Seyor. In Kol HaTarakula, that's the shear for Gadlus, and that's the shear for Korcha here. That's the shear for many halachas of Seyor at Shtei Sairis.
So why doesn't we use the expression of Hanoifu Malop Yazug? When would you say Hanoifu Shtei Sairis?
I don't know.
Gutikasha?
I don't know. Rav Lezer Omer Achas. Rav Lezer disagrees. He says if you cut off one hair, it's already a violation. Rav Lezer disagrees. Says if you cut off one hair on Shabbos, it's also a violation of Gozes on Shabbos. So it's a machlekes. The Chachamim hold it. Did you only violation of Gozes if you cut off Shtei Sairis? And Rav Lezer says if you cut off one Seir, you're also chayv. There is a case where the Rabbanu will be masking with Rav Lezer, that if you only cut off one here, you're chayv. What is that? But malakit levonis mitor hashcheres afilo achas hu chayv. A person has dark hair, a man or a woman has dark hair, and they have one gray hair, it's starting to turn gray. So if they have one gray hair, so they makbet on that. So if they remove that one gray hair, then they look younger. So you've already accomplished something with one seir. So everybody will agree that in that case, the cutting off of the one seir has a chashivas. Like there's a din, a kaisev b'shabbos is only chayv if you write shtei oisiyas. If you only write oisachas, then a chayv. What if you have a whole sefer vayikra, your whole sefer Yoshua, all written out, and you're missing one letter, and your kaisev oisachas v'hishlimo l'sefer. One of the choftala kisvei HaKodesh, if you have a Shakespeare and it's missing only one letter, so Rashi holds that's not called you can add another line to Shakespeare and it won't become possible. You can take off a line, you can add a line, it's not magic. But if you have Kisvei HaKodesh of Tanakh, no, that's what Rashi means.
Yeah.
Kisvei HaKodesh, you have exact, according to the Masechta, an exact number of letters, what has to be written there. So you're missing Oisachas, and when you mashlim the Oisachas, then everybody agrees that Yechayev not Mishum Makaba Patish. No, Yechayev Mishum Kosev. Because in that case, Oisachas has the Hashivas of Ksiva, because you mashlim the whole Sefer. So here also, normally the Chachamim hold that Shtei Sairis is the Shia Seyar. So Rabbanu Chayim Mishum Gozes if you remove Shtei Sairis on Shabbos. But if you malakit levonu mitoch hashchera, one white hair, and now the person has no white hair, now he's all black, so then it's going to be everyone, even the Chachamim will agree with Rav Lezer that in that case Seir Achas has the Hashivas of Gozes on Shabbos. And by the way, the Gemara ends off, Adovazeh afilu b'chol osam men. I'm not allowed to do it even on the weekdays because that's included in the pasuk of Le'yubash Gevasim Lasisha. Le'yubash Gevasim Lasisha doesn't only apply if a man puts on a dress like a woman or a woman puts on clothing like a man. It applies even if you do activities, the woman does activities like a man or the man does activities like a woman. So let's say the man shaves off the hair under his armpit. So the women usually do that. Or a man shaves off the hair on the Eber Ha'erva. That the women usually do that. So a man is not allowed to do that, that's included in Islam. So the Gemara says that women are always makbid, they want to look younger. So if a woman is going to, since this is a practice that women have, they dye their hair, or they pull out their white hairs. So if a man is going to dye his hair, or a man is going to pull out the white hair, so even on the weekdays it's an issa because of Yilvash Gevasim Lassi.
Same thing with dyeing hair also?
Same as assumed by dyeing hair.
People do dyeing hair?
Yeah, Ramash Mark Epstein has the head. A lot of the European Rabbanim used to dye their beards. because our Moshe Marko has a tshuva. He says the women don't have beards. You can't say it's an issa. But if you dye your hair, that's an issa. Yeah. Well, the shayla is what if a person, let's say the achrenim have, the person has, he has half of his head is white, half of the head is dark, and it looks terrible. So if he were to dye the black hair white, that would have been mutter. So if some paskim off, he dyes the white hair black, it's also mutter, because he looks awful. The way it is, it looks awful.
He's not doing because of leisubash, he's doing it because of look.
Because it looks ridiculous. So let's say he's a young person, he's only 20, 30, and he already has a whole head full of it, all white. And he can't find the shidduch. They think that he's ancient. He looks like he's 60, and he's only 20 because he turned white. So that's a shayla in paskim. So some paskim hold, then it's permissible. The Tzemach Tzedek is very, the Lubavitcher, the Tzemach Tzedek is very machman. He doesn't hold many in the kulik. Same thing for a job, yeah. What if he himself wouldn't really care? He wouldn't want to die there. But he just can't get a job because he looks so old. So that's what the Sridi Yesh has a tshuva. Sridi Yesh learned for Moshe Marko Epstein. He has a whole tshuva, he's makel a little bit, and then he says, Achazman, he found that his Rebbe wrote a whole tshuva, l'okel. And then he concludes, but the Tanach Tzedek says, Le'isser. So he said, so Lubavitcher usually followed the Tanach Tzedek. And now Lubavitcher, who don't feel obligated to follow the Tanach Tzedek, there's a little room to be makel. If it depends what motivated the person to dye his hair. If he's motivated to dye his hair, not because he personally wants to look better, but he has to get a job, he has to get a shidduch, so then there's a little room to negotiate.
The putting out of one hair, the
fact that
two hairs
is
still
good, but they touch it. Yeah. Shtei Cyrus. Not
nicker at all,
what,
two hairs, nothing.
No, but Shtei Cyrus is the Shia Seir and Kol HaTarkula. For Negat Saras and for Paraduma, for Godless.
I agree.
I don't think so. I think they assume that that's mutter. The only shayla is they have a shayla. You have to wear a yarmulke. The minig is everybody wears a yarmulke. So if a person wears a wig, is there a isa? Is there a problem on Maris Aynana? Is that what? Should not wear a wig.
I think so.
So some are makel on that. That's an issue. Some. Right. Right.
Rashi
says
that it's
only for
sensual purposes.
Right,
Rashi. Yeah, to go sit among women.
Right. That's a very strong point. Rashi says on Chumash, because you're doing it, so Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, it's only if you do it derech to'eva. The woman dresses up like a man in order to go into a men's dormitory in order to fool around. Or the man dresses up like a woman in order to go into a woman's dormitory. But stam in a Purim spiel or something, or stam, a person walks in the street on his own, or let's say if it's raining and the only umbrella you have is a pink umbrella, or the only raincoat a woman's going to wear, a man's raincoat, a man's going to wear a woman's raincoat, so it's not all derech to'eva. According to Rashi, it's mutter. The Chochmas Adam paskens like that Rashi. That if it's not derech to'eva, it's mutter. Moshe paskens like that. So you're asking, this is not derech to'eva. What is this? This is not licentious.
The
good kasha.
Sometimes
they wear pair of skis. You can wear a dress on top of the slacks. When the women go skiing, also, some of the women wear a dress on top of the slacks.
The women not feel not to show her own hair.
Married women are supposed to cover their hair.
Then there is no woman, she has a bite there, she has to cover the shaykh.
So what's the whole discussion? So what's the whole discussion?
She's a single woman.
Some of the hair that sticks out. Some of the hair that sticks out in the front of the husband? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And this week's Sedra, the Chumash tells us the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam appears to Moshe Rabbeinu and he gives him the nevuah. that he should speak to Paro to let Bnei Yisrael go free. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I'm going to present to Bnei Yisrael, they're going to ask me, what is the name of the Rabbanu Shel Olam? I don't even know how to begin to present. Who is the one who gave me the nevuah? So he says, Mo'aymer Aleihem. So he tells them,
Hey Yashar.
Eke asher eke, and then he says Zeshmi liyolam v'zezichri ledor dor. So the Gemara has a comment. Rashi quotes it. Gemara Kiddushin has a comment. We darshan mole and chaser. We assume that the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu by Kodesh Baruch Hu, word for word and letter for letter. So if you have a word that's written chaser that should have normally been written mole, a word is written mole that's normally spelled chaser, so there must be a reason for it. So the Gemara has various drushes, many drushes. There's a whole sefer, Sarah from Germany put out a whole sefer that he collected every single chazal and more. He shows a lot of drushes in the Gemara that are based on Malin Chasa that people usually don't even think of. But this one is a dead giveaway. Yeah, this one, Zeshmi Li Olam, is normally spelled Ayin Vav Lam and Mem. And since it's Chasa Vav, so you read it as if it were written Laha'alim. Yeah, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to speak about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistata. The Navi Yishai refers to the Rabbanu Shalom as a kel mistata. He hides. The Rabbanu Shalom is hiding. He does such a good job of hiding that a lot of people don't even think that he's there. A lot of people deny that he does such a good job. No one even knows that he's there behind the scenes. So the Rabbanu Shalom created us all B'Tzelem Elokim. Every human being was created B'Tzelem Elokim. And he told us for Halachta B'Drocha we have to preserve the Tzelem Elokim. We shouldn't be mekalkalit. So part of preserving the Tzelem Elokim is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Mistata, so the human being should lead a life of Tznius. Right. Tznius means not only modesty in the sense not to be immodest. Modesty means to lead a private life, not to be in the public eye. Like the Gemara says, Tov lo leches, as it say, v'hatznei aleches im alakecha. The Navi says, Marsh HaMakech Shalom Imcha, Kim HaTznei HaLeches Im HaLakecha. So the Gemara in Sukkah understands the word Leches as an allusion to this Pasuk in Koheles. Tov lo Leches al Beis Ovel, mi Leches al Beis Mishta. Leches goes on a chasana. What do you do with a chasana? There's an outpouring of emotion. Everybody is so happy and so they love the Chosn Kala and they're so overwhelmed with feelings. And Leches al Beis Ovel, the people are crying in a home where the people are sitting Shiva. So there's also an outpouring of emotion. So the whole purpose of a chasen and the whole purpose of a levaya is to have an outpouring of emotion. And still the pasuk says, V'hatznei alechesim alakecha. Even the Beis HaOvel, the Gemara says, when you're delivering a hesped, you have to control yourself not to pour out too much emotion. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have the emotions. You should keep the emotions to yourself. You shouldn't publicize your emotions. And at the wedding, when you're dancing, the whole idea is to pour out emotions. You should withhold a little bit. Not to withhold the emotions, that's not healthy. You should have the emotions, but you shouldn't demonstrate too much of the emotion. So this is all based on this pasuk, Zeshmi li'olam l'ha'alim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much a kel mistata. He hides all the time. And he created all of us, B'Tzelem Elokim, with the midas of Elokus. And we all have this midah of tznius. Tznius means to lead a private life, not to do things in a public fashion. Like the Medrash speaks about the contrast between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. If the Luchas Rishonis were given in public, so therefore Shalta Be'am Ayin Hara. And the Luchas Shnius were given Mitzina, and that's why Ayin Hara was not Shoylet. And the Medrash concludes, Ein Lucho Yofim Enat Shnius. The best thing is to do things in a very private fashion. So it's not, what it means Shnius, that there was a violation of modesty, but the Luchas Shnius doesn't mean modesty. It means it was given in public. And the Luchas Shnius were given privately. So Yabon Shalom created all of us with the Tzelem Elokim, and he wants us to preserve it, so he wants us all to lead lives of Betzina as much as possible. That's what the Rav used to say, that modern people all the way, our modern society is always in violation of this. That people always want to get the picture into the newspaper, and they say, write me up, write whatever you want, as long as you spell my name right, and covet, everybody wants to get publicity. Look, so sometimes publicity is important. You're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, so you have no prayer. You have to have a Shliach Tzibah, the Daven for a Nomad. You have to have Kohanim, Akra, Korbanos, and the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have a Melech, you have to have a government, you have to have a police force. There's some things you have no prayer, you have to do in public. But these are already concessions. This is like, it's Doicheh, the requirement. But the Hikar Din really is that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us all to lead a life of Tznius, in the sense of to be a Nister. Everyone should lead a private life. I have a note from Rabbi Wagner, the Rav from the shul. There is a Talmud Chacham here from Eretz Yisrael, who is known by different Rabbanim in America. Rabbi Wagner knows him a little bit. Other Rabbanim know him. And they asked if we could help him out, which he's greatly...